1329, 1st of 7th, 2020. Just going to try and call the Civic Centre and get Karen Hill's number.
Just to let you know, we record calls in order to investigate and resolve customer complaints, resolve issues raised by customers, and monitor the quality of our services. For more information about your rights and how we use your data, please refer to our privacy statement online. With your Enfield Connected account, it's quick and easy to make a payment, request a service, and so much more. To learn more, visit enfield.gov.uk. If you're calling about a council service and we're unable to deal with your inquiry, we'll pass on your details to the relevant team. We'll let you know about the expected response times. If you're calling to speak to a named officer, we'll do our best to connect you. However, there will be times when the officer may not be available to take your call. If this is the case, we'll give you the option to leave a voicemail. Please choose from these six options so we can get you to the right team. If you need information regarding the coronavirus, please visit gov.uk or 111.nhs.uk if you're feeling unwell. If your call is regarding our offer to support you with food, medicine collection or COVID-19 hardship, please dial the following number, 0203 821 1966, between the hours of 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday to Friday. Please note, this service is closed on bank holidays. To make a payment, press 1. For inquiries regarding council tax and benefit inquiries, it's 2. Please note, with immediate effect, this is the only option that can now deal with these inquiries. For help with waste and recycling, choose 3. For inquiries regarding homelessness, housing advice, tenancy, rent or repairs, press 4. For registrars, choose 5. For help with anything else, it's 6. If you're calling about your council tax or housing benefit, please press 1. For anything else, it's 2.
Good afternoon, thank you for calling Yesville Council Customer Services. You're speaking with Simone, how may I help you?
How are you doing? Is it possible to get put through to an employee called Karen Howell, please, who's in complaints and information on the service manager?
Have you had dealings with her already? Or?
I've been told that she's my one point of access, that I've got a contact and through for Enfield Council, and I don't have a telephone number for her.
Karen
Howe, H-A-L-E-K-A-R-E-N.
H-A-L-E?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And what's your postcode, please?
EN37JQ.
EN37JQ. And your door number?
109. 109.
And your name, please?
Mr. Cordell.
Simon
Cordell.
Did you say you've spoken to her or you haven't spoken to her?
I haven't spoken to her as of yet, but I've had emails, correspondence from her, and I've had direct emails off of Jeremy Chambers and Jeremy, Director of Governance and Law, who has told me that she's the only person that I'm now allowed to contact in the Enfield Council. I've got a letter, three letters here dated that he's wrote about fictitious complaints and so forth, victimising me and trying to... Since after I won a load of cases, a possession order, he decided to imply the conditions himself like he's his own law, and he said that I'm not allowed to make contact to them, or he's going to follow another possession order if I complain about anything again or show them where they've fraudulently done these things to conspire against me. Basically, he's told me Karen Howe is the only point of access I'm allowed to call and so forth, so I'm just trying to contact her right now.
Okay.
I'd like to arrange a meeting.
She's not currently available. I'm not sure she could possibly gone on her lunch break.
Would it be okay to contact later on and try and see if she's?
What's her day? I can send her. Yeah. I mean, you could try again. Do you want to try again in an hour?
Is it possible that you can send her an email also?
I could send her an email and ask her to contact.
Ask her if she can contact me through RE, capital R, small e underscore.
Sorry. So is this an email address you're giving?
This is an email address, and also if she can give me a point of contact through the email, just a telephone number to contact her. Because
So you want her to contact you on email address is re
underscore.
Underscore, yeah.
Wired, W-I-R-E-D. W-I-R-E-D. Yeah. Wired. Okay, and then the at sign.
Yeah.
And then a Y, M-A-I-L, YML.com.
Okay.
And if she can just leave her telephone number so I can contact her at least, because she's writing these correspondence and I'm being told that she's the only person I can make contact through. I'm not supposed to phone none of the solicitors in that would normally oversee this sort of thing or the staff above her. So I'm just trying to make first contact with her, and I have a bit of difficulties using computers, like writing emails, correspondence and stuff. I find it a lot harder to do that than just to actually talk to somebody. So I prefer for her to leave a point of contact for a telephone number to at least be left so I can phone her and I can deal with my complaint officially with her.
Okay. The telephone number I've got to call you is 0208-245.
Can you see the mobile? You can't see the number that I'm calling from, can you? No.
No.
If you give me 1 second, I might just be able to get it. It'd be better for her maybe just to contact me through the email, and then I think my number is on the computers. She can contact me through email, give me her details or so forth. I'll be waiting, watching my emails for the rest of the day. My number is 07864.
07864
2175
Yeah.
19
Okay, perfect.
And just ask her to contact me back so that we can deal with things more informatively.
Okay, well, that's fine. Okay, so she'll receive that email when she returns.
I appreciate your time today and I hope you have a good evening.
And yourself, no problem.
Thank you, bye.
Okay, have a good day. Bye bye.